Lawrence Strumpf is Wyoming's Libertarian candidate for governor. Dr. Strumpf is a native of Fremont County who has a doctorate in instructional technology from the University of Wyoming. He's an educator, an avid gun owner, and outdoorsman, and very active in the Laramie community. Strumpf tells Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck that working with a variety of organizations opens his eyes up at the needs in Wyoming.
I've been working with the Albany County Suicide Prevention Task Force. And when you look at the mental health in the state of Wyoming and that there is no regulation, there is no funding for it. And here in Laramie, we have a good group of people that are doing it locally. But there needs to be some sort of state standard and some funding applied to it because there's just a terrible youth suicide crisis going on and other mental health from substance abuse to sexual abuse and other things of that nature. And the state needs to get involved in and help the communities around the state.
I would think, especially when you look at places like Peak Wellness and some of those outfits that have a sliding fee scale, because a lot of people just frankly can't afford $100 an hour or something along those lines.
Correct. And it is important to get companies and businesses that are currently working in that area to integrate and work with it, but there needs to be some sort of state-based guidance and structure for that.
One of the things also out there I want to certainly ask you about is in the area of healthcare. Lots of concern right now about rising healthcare costs. People have been able to get insurance, but there's a lot of very high deductibles out there, which, you know, in some cases only makes it really catastrophic insurance that people have. What can we do in this state to maybe address some of those things?
Well, there's a number of things. First of all, it is crazy, ridiculous that we have not expanded Medicaid yet. We're one of the few states in the nation that hasn't done it. I've spoken with, you know, hospital managers and board members, and they pretty much all agree that it would help them and it would lower medical costs to expand Medicaid. That people don't have preventive care. So over 20,000 people in Wyoming are getting to where they're so bad they have to go to the emergency room for treatment. And then when they treat them, it's a much greater cost, and then they have to push those costs onto other customers. So the people aren't as healthy, and it increases the costs. Another issue is the opioid epidemic. I mean, it's terrible. So many people are hooked on pharmaceutical drugs or opioids, and by pushing the medical marijuana, which is you can go to WebMD or any viable research for medical for medicine, all support the medical marijuana for pain relief and for epilepsy and stuff of that nature.
Lawrence Strumpf visiting with us. He's your Libertarian candidate for governor. It's a topic that you get every debate you go to, and it's on this issue of taxation. It's on the issue of getting more revenue into the state. Now, I've interviewed a lot of Libertarians over the years, Lawrence. I have not heard too many people say that they like taxes. I'm curious where you stand on this.
Well, I'm a modern Libertarian, and modern Libertarian, you have to look at where you are. Now, we're not looking at where we were 200 years ago. We have wonderful national parks and public lands and public education and wonderful services that make America great that we've worked and fought and died for over 200 years to build. And we're not going to just get rid of those. It's not going to happen. And we have a tax-based society. The way the government works is through taxes. And I do agree that we do need to figure out a way to increase revenue for the state, or we're going to have to do great cuts. And so with my studies and research, the best focus of that would be property tax. Right now, as an average at the state, we're 0.61%, which is lower than pretty much everyone else in the nation. South Dakota's at 1.3%, and Nebraska's at 1.8%, I believe. And so if we increased it from 0.61% to 1%, that would, you know, greatly increase our state's revenue.
Lawrence Trump visiting with us again, Libertarian candidate for governor. In the final couple of minutes we have, I want to talk about Endow and the efforts to diversify the economy. What I get when I get pushback from people is that this maybe isn't something that government should be heavily involved in. And in fact, that's why we developed the Wyoming Business Council. I'm kind of curious your thoughts on that.
Well, they're two separate focuses. So the Wyoming Business Council does wonderful things, which you can see here in Laramie with the Citrus Sky Technology Park and all of the businesses they've helped come and grow within Laramie and across Wyoming. The Endow is more of a think tank that researched and identified opportunities and cost for Wyoming. And a lot of their ideas are good. Rob Godby, professor at University of Wyoming, really identified the need for Wyoming to develop a renewable standard portfolio to help promote and attract wind energy, which right now is the most cost-effective, profitable energy source in the nation. And we have a window to attract those. And so it's really critical that our next governor create a renewable portfolio standard, to attract this wind energy. And, of course, wind energy is one of the issues identified in the Endow. One thing I really wanted to touch on was Wyoming Promise. Mm-hmm. It is so critical that if we're going to have an effective government, we have to break this two-party system that's financed by super PACs and, you know, the finance money. I really want to make sure that whoever the next governor is really supports and pushes Wyoming Promise to get a 28th Amendment, which would overturn Citizens United and identify that corporations are not people and get corporate money out of the election process.
And again, just wanted to have you clarify that we're talking about limiting campaign money.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy when, you know, you can pretty much buy an election. You can look at the money in the election process and whoever has the most money is pretty much going to win. And, you know, that's corporate money. There aren't, you know, individuals that are throwing in $3 million into an election fund.
Lawrence Trump, always a pleasure having you stop by. He's your Libertarian candidate for governor, and we do wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.